joining us, Megyn Kelly. Welcome, Megyn. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is such a pleasure. Megyn, you are up to some new things. What are you doing these days?
Well, you know, I launched my podcast about a year ago, and that went well. And basically, I just struck a deal to do it live on Sirius XM on the Triumph channel, channel 111. And so I'll be doing sort of, it's still a podcast. You can still download it for free, or you can listen to me live on Sirius and call in. We can chat.
That's amazing. So
it's actually been really fun.
Yeah. So you've had some fun doing the podcast. I see you everywhere. Some of the remarks that you make. Now, Megyn, you've worked on all sides of the media. Now, you became a household name over at Fox. Then you went over to NBC.
Yes, let's make that. I thought that was a meaningful distinction at one point, but I thought I was just going to NBC, but I realized it's all MSNBC.
Right. And now you struck out on your own doing your own podcast. So let me ask you a question. What is the state, in your view, of American television news media these days? And I didn't mean to blindside you with that question.
No, it's fine. Oh, I think it's completely collapsed as a reliable source of journalistic integrity. Completely collapsed. There's no place to go, and you really shouldn't have to work this hard to find your information. It's, of course, beyond just cable news and broadcast news as a problem, but back in the day, and it wasn't that long ago, there were several places you could tune in and get perhaps somewhat left-leaning, but somewhat objective news, and that's no longer the case. And it's sad, and it's had massive consequences from what we saw on January 6th to what we're seeing now with COVID, with the vaccines and so on. The media refuses to acknowledge its role in creating such distrust in our public sources. And until they do, we're going to have more events like those, because people will find information somewhere. And if they don't have a media they can trust, they're going to go to places that aren't all that reliable.
What is your take on the performance of the Biden administration thus far? Do you think that they are meeting the expectations of the American people, or below the expectations, or above?
I mean, I think widely below. I mean, I think that's why his approval numbers are so low and sinking. And I also think it's why he issued his deeply problematic executive order on COVID vaccinations and OSHA. He felt himself falling, and there was no bottom. And the country was universally against how he handled Afghanistan. You know, when the mainstream media is coming after you day after day, you've done something wrong as a Democrat. And I think that was, in my view, more of a political play than it was anything else. The mandatory vaccines or you're fired bit, because his base likes that. He's not looking to shore up support with the right. He's looking to rally his own troops, and they love mandatory vaccinations and mandatory everything. And so he threw him a bone. And, you know, everybody else can be damned. If you've had COVID, if you have natural immunity, he doesn't much care, because he needs to get those numbers back up.
Now, when you look at what is going on with this General Milley story that surfaced yesterday from the Washington Post and New York Times, you know, I just described it as, to me, they threw a hand grenade in, and it's almost like a movie scene. They threw the hand grenade, the explosion came, but they were nowhere to be found. They're walking off, not even looking back. There was nothing in the Times of note today or the Washington Post as a follow-up to the story.
It's crazy. I mean, it's truly crazy. This is, if somebody had done this to Barack Obama, right, it would have been on every paper in the nation. It's crazy to me that you've even got guys like Vindman coming out and saying, this is a dangerous precedent. It's an unprecedented act of insubordination. There was a great piece by Stephen Miller in The Spectator, which everybody should read, but he was talking about how this guy usurped the chain of command. He attempted to take civilian control of the military. And the truth of General Milley is no one elected him to do anything. No one elected him. If he didn't like what he saw coming down the pike with our, you know, game show host president who was duly elected by the American people, he should have spoken out publicly or resigned at the time. He had no right to try to take civilian control of the military, and he really should be forced to resign.
And I believe that wholeheartedly. I think we need to have investigations. I am surprised that the Republican leadership, now Republican congressmen and senators are all some of them are reacting. Others are strangely mute. But no one in Republican leadership that I've heard of has addressed this thus far, and that surprises me.
You know, I guess you're right, because I would have thought that he was so weakened by how Afghanistan was handled. You know, people were already calling for his resignation or for Austin's resignation, that they would have pounced on this. You know, Republicans pounce, that they would have pounced on this one. But you're right. It's been, and it's probably because they're busy and they're doing other things, and it's not really a media story. That no one's made them answer for it yet.
Now, Megan, I know time's running short for me. I want to ask you one more question, and this just goes to what motivates you. Listen, we all of us that have followed your career, you've had dazzling success that very few people in the media have had, right? And so you're in the upper echelon of people that have succeeded in the media. After you left NBC, you could have just sat on an island somewhere and just, you know, you and your hubby and your kids spent the rest of your life just relaxing and watching the world go by or traveling the world and having fun. But yet you came back into this rough and tumble business of analysis, of putting yourself out there with your opinions, and of course your fact-based opinions on things. What motivated you to do that?
That is a great question. You know, my therapist said to me, you know, Megan, you don't always have to take the path of most resistance. And I really felt like I can do no other. It's like, you know, getting out of the mafia. They keep pulling you back in. I was on my couch for a while, and I will confess that, you know, my departure from NBC was so awful and uncomfortable and painful. I licked my wounds for a while, and I spent way too much time feeling sorry for myself. And then I realized I have a great life, and I need to kick my own ass and get up and stop doing that. And then I just saw the cultural shift we're in and the massive, weird, disturbing culture wars. And I knew I had to fight. I have to fight for my country, for my kids, for what I understand is reason, for due process, for free speech, for things that used to be a given. That's the country I want to hand down to my kids. I want to be able to display my flag, which I do, with pride, not having someone think it's about white supremacy. And if we lay down and we let people win when it comes to these rhetorical battles, which are becoming real battles on college campuses and elsewhere, then we deserve to lose. So I'm in it. And I don't, you know, the one advantage of having been in the public sphere for a long time is I don't really care when people come after me now. And if they get to me a little, I have a lot of experience of getting back up.
Megan Kelly, what a treat to have you here. I hope we hear from you from time to time on this show.
Anytime. I'm so happy for you and your show, and I'll do it anytime you want.
Thank you, Megan. And you are just an inspiration. You know, you are an inspiration. I don't think there's anyone who has the kind of background that you have. I mean, you were so analytical, and you are so just, I mean, you're the best at what you do, and I just wish you the best of luck in your new program.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and good luck, because I don't know that we'll need it, but it's fun to be back in the arena.
Wonderful. Megan Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, James Golden here on WABC Talk Radio 77. We will be back. We're taking your calls. 800-848-WABC if you want to be part of today's program. Don't go away.